This is Hustle and Pro with Kelly Walker. Join Kelly as she talks sports with players, coaches, organizers, and entrepreneurs from Pee Wee League to Pro. Now here's your host, Kelly Walker.
On today's episode of Hustle and Pro, we have a representative of none other than Lone Star High School's number one ranked football team. This is so exciting for me. So, Jake Bogdan, how are you, Jake?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for stopping in today. So, besides letting everybody know that you're killing it right now on the field, we're going to talk more about that, of course, but I have some quick hits to get to know you a little bit better. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is your all-time favorite athlete?
I'm a big Herschel Walker fan because that was my uncle's favorite player.
Ah. So, yeah. And now, you play football at Lone Star High School, so one of my questions is, what's your favorite sport to play? Is football your favorite sport to play?
Definitely football, yes.
What about your favorite sport to watch, though?
Still football.
Also football. Okay. Did you grow up playing other sports, though?
Yeah, I played basketball and baseball.
Okay. We'll talk about that a little more, too.
Okay.
What is the farthest distance you've ever gone to watch sports or play sports?
I think I've gone to Houston for a baseball tournament before.
Okay. One more. What do you have any superstitions? Like sports superstitions that you got to do something a certain way on game day or something like that?
No, not really. Not really. I do actually get Chick-fil-A almost every game day.
Okay.
Yeah, in the morning. So, yeah, I guess
Chick-fil-A breakfast on game day.
Yeah.
Good deal. Okay, so let me rewind a little bit. You played basketball. What did you say? Baseball and
basketball.
Baseball and basketball. So, how long? I'm always interested in knowing if athletes are multi-sport athletes. So, how long did you play those other sports?
I played them. I think I started playing them when I was in like third grade, and then baseball. I think I stopped playing in sixth grade, and basketball. My last year was in eighth grade.
Okay, so when you got to high school, did you just focus on football? You knew that was going to be your one thing.
Yep, all football.
So no other side sports at all. Football all these 4 years.
Yeah, just football, and well, they make us do track, of course.
Track. So I wondered that. You didn't say it, but I thought a lot of football players do track.
Yeah.
Kind of an off-season conditioning, keep healthy kind of thing.
It
right?
doesn't feel like sport as much as it does a workout, so
right, it kind of is, but I think it's good for you, right?
Yes,
do you like track?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, the meets are fun.
Okay, yeah.
I ran the 4x1 last year.
Okay,
yeah,
are you guys good at track, Lone Star?
We're decent.
We're all right. Not as good as you are right now in football, so you guys are having pretty much the most amazing season, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what your season has been like so far, and like what's the biggest highlights? You've had some big things happening, right? So what has been your highlights so far?
You know, we try to like not focus on some of the big things that we've done, and we just try and focus on our team. So I think the highlights for us is that we just keep getting better each week, I feel like, because last game was like a real test to show like how good we really were. And so I think I'm proud of how we've gotten better each week.
So last week was the Colony?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was a close game?
Yes.
Was it y'all's closest so far?
I would say it's closest.
Come down to the end?
Yes.
Yeah. And you ended up being the one. Did you have like a 54-yard?
55-yard.
Oh, sorry. 55-yard. 55-yard. Was it 4 minutes left? Something with a four, I feel like.
I don't remember how much
okay.
time was left.
At the end of the game, you scored a touchdown, and that was the go-ahead, and you guys ended up beating them, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's a pretty big highlight. So yes. You didn't say Highland Park, but that was probably a pretty pretty yeah. awesome
yes.
win also,
it
right?
Was. Well, we just went in there with the mentality that it was just another game, because it was, but they obviously had a really nice record at home. They'd only lost one game ever, so it was just exciting to make history, I guess.
Yeah, and it's been a while since they lost that game, so that was awesome. So speaking of kind of going down on their turf, so Friday Night Lights, everybody throws that around up here, of course. But not all of your games are outside. So kids here in Frisco are lucky enough to have facilities like the Star. And have you ever played in AT&T Stadium also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sophomore year.
So those are, you know, not too shabby facilities. So I'm kind of curious, though. Do you prefer that awesome indoor perfect facility, or do you like being outside in an outside stadium with, you know, the traditional Friday Night Lights thing?
You know, I actually like the stadium. The Star is like our home, kind of. We feel like we play the best when we're in the Star. But we can play outside too, so it doesn't matter that much to me.
Doesn't it seem like it just kind of feels more like traditional high school football when you're outside, I feel like?
In Memorial sometimes, yeah, that's our other
Memorial.
Home stadium.
Yeah, that's so old school.
Yeah.
Compared to what, the you know, the other places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it just feels like a bigger moment for some reason, right?
Yeah.
When you're kind of outside, especially now that it's getting colder, mm-hmm. it kind of feels like football should feel outside. You're so in baseball, they call utility players, right? But mm-hmm. I know that's not really a football term, but I don't know who coined your nickname about Swiss Army knife, right? So was that Coach Rayburn, or how'd you get that nickname?
I'm pretty sure it was Coach Rayburn, yeah. I think it was Coach Rayburn.
So he calls you that, obviously, because you have a bunch of different skills and you're a threat a couple different ways. So tell me about that. Like, what are the different, you know, your best attributes?
Well, last year I wasn't playing running back. I was playing receiver. So I have great coaches, so I was able to learn, like, all the things I needed to be a good receiver last year. And then they moved me in the spring, and running back was kind of natural for me. So Coach Helm will help me get better at that. And so I feel like the coach is just help me utilize my skills.
So you never dabbled in being a running back until
I had played running back in middle school, but I changed receiver as soon as I got to high school.
You're not playing receiver at all this season?
No.
Okay, just playing running back. But then you also, I think I saw something Coach Rayburn posted this about you because of your academic achievements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that. Like, has that been a challenge for you, this crazy, hectic, big senior year, keeping up with school and...
Our coaches try to make time for us to go to the tutorials. So, like, if we have meetings, they'll obviously put academics before athletics, and they'll let us go, like, miss a meeting to go to tutorials and get whatever we need to be fixed. So, no, it hasn't been that hard.
Because I know you've had a few media interviews, too, so you get pulled away to do things like this.
Yeah.
Have you always been a good test taker? Because I've seen that you have some good SAT scores, right?
Well, I actually had taken the test. That was like my fifth time taking the test.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you worked to get to that point.
Yeah, our academic advisor helps us with Khan. She gave us like Khan Academy accounts.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to go in her class all the time for our like advisory period to work on that.
So that was the fifth time taking it.
Well, that
said?
Was my fourth time, but I've taken the SAT a fifth time. I took it again after because we had a free one at our school.
Oh, you just wanted to see if you could top it?
And I hadn't gotten that score back yet.
Okay.
So, like, I'll take it again.
So you might have even done better than what people have seen. All right, so is your nickname Boggy also?
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
I actually think Coach Fish, who's over at Bonham now, came up with that nickname, but... It's stuck, and it's almost weird when they call me Jake sometimes because I'm so used to just hearing them call me Boggy or Bog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's Boggy or Bog. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I called you Jake, so Boggy or Bog.
Only from the coaches it's weird if they call me Jake.
What do your classmates and friends call you?
Most of them call me Jake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you grow up in Frisco?
Yes.
So you've always been here.
Mm-hmm.
What was your middle school?
I went to Stafford, and then we got rezoned for Trent. So I went to Stafford and Trent.
Stafford and Trent.
But they both feed into Lone Star, so.
And you've only been at Lone Star?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if you got, you know, bounced around.
Oh, no.
To different schools or anything. What was y'all's season like last year?
Last year, it just felt like it was a much longer and tougher process. We couldn't really figure it out, but this year, it's just been real easy to practice. We weren't practicing that great last year, I didn't feel like. And our leadership was a little bit, like, off last year. So I feel like this year was a big step up for us.
So what changed with the lead? Like, how did the leadership change?
Well, it's when we lost against John Tyler. A lot of us didn't want that to happen again, so we just kind of stepped up.
And are you a team captain, right?
I am,
How many captains do you guys have, and who are they?
We have four. It's Jalen Ford, Marvin Mims, Alessio Rosalula, and then myself.
Do you guys meet up separately and, like, work kind of as your small captain's group to figure out how you're going to keep your guys motivated each week?
We'll meet with Coach Rayburn almost once a week, yeah. We talk about our team stuff and just what we feel like, because our coaches trust us, so he'll ask us what we feel like we need to do sometimes. If we need to do this during practice, it'll help us out. Then they'll just listen, stuff like that.
So I'm guessing you like being a leader, a team captain on this team?
Yes, ma'am.
Working out for you guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Are all four captains seniors?
No. Okay. Alessio is a junior.
Okay. So you're not all going to turn over and be gone next year?
No.
So what about next year? We're, you know, not quite halfway through your senior year mm-hmm. now. So what is that looking like for you as far as, do you plan to keep playing football, or are you going to be done after high school?
I would like to keep playing. I just have to wait and see what comes my way. So I'm just going to focus on this year and hope something comes after.
Do you have, like, specific goals that you're setting up for you know, talking to certain schools, or do you have some dream schools?
I mean, it would be my dream to play Division I football, but whatever comes my way, I'll be very happy with.
All you high school kiddos, are you guys all Cowboys fans, or do you have some teammates that like crazy other teams?
There's
like
a lot of Cowboys
Patriots
haters on my team.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else are they rooting
Well, they
for?
Like the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Why?
They're from Louisiana.
Oh, you got some guys from Louisiana. Yes, I mean, ma'am. I guess that's fair. If they're from Louisiana, that's allowed, but who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Cowboys player?
Zeke. I like
Zeke. Because he's your position.
Well, and I just like how good he is.
Are you an Emmitt Smith guy?
Yeah, I like Emmitt.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like Emmitt?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously Zeke is a leading rusher in the NFL right now. Who else do you like?
Christian McCaffrey mm-hmm. from the Panthers. And then Dalvin Cook. I think he actually might be leading the league right now.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I just say Zeke because I just assume he's – I guess it kind of depends on the week and what's happened.
Yeah.
And what about you? Like, stats-wise, obviously you're a standout because what you're doing on the field. So what are you kind of known for – obviously your speed and you're nimble and you move – you cut and move quickly, yes?
I think I have good vision, yeah.
Good vision?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you see the holes and know where to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that so? But see, you've only been doing this for this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
This position.
Yeah. Well, our coaches have a really good system that helps us be successful. So.
Did you feel like when you finished last season that you did you know you would that you were changing?
I had asked Coach Rayburn about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something that you thought you could do.
Yes.
Or I didn't know if they came to you and said we gotta. Use you in a different way, right?
Yeah. I felt like I could do it, and I felt like we needed somebody there, so.
Did you guys have a receiver that graduated out? I mean, a running back that graduated out and you knew there was a need?
Well, we have to have multiple running backs in our system because it's hard to keep running the ball and not get tired.
Yeah.
So they had four running backs last year, and they were all seniors, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they needed you. How many carries are you getting every game?
It kind of depends on how the game's going.
Yeah.
If we're beating up on a team, we don't have to run the ball that much. So I probably get it like 12, 14, 15 times a game.
That's good for you?
Yeah.
So if you're only getting it, you know, five or so, you're like, come on, you need more.
I think I've gotten over like 10 touches a game.
All games?
Yes.
Okay. So five's too low. You're always going to get at least 10. Did you go into every game with like a yardage goal?
I just try to play my best every game, so.
But I mean, you got to have some, like,
I mean, I
personal
guess
expectation.
It's nice to get over 100.
In the Colony game, do you remember what you were?
I had 210 yards and two touchdowns.
That's all. 210. Three touchdowns. So what does the rest of the season look like for you guys?
We're practicing each week for the team that we're going to play because we prepare the same every week. But, obviously, we're getting closer to the playoffs, so we kind of have to pick it up and make sure that we're really getting better every week now.
Have you always worn number two?
No, I changed that. This is the first year wearing two.
Oh, yeah?
I used to wear 34 because that's my favorite number, and that was Herschel Walker's number two.
Okay, so. 34. So why'd you switch to two? Did you have to?
I wore number 10 my junior year, and I was like, I felt like since I was changing to running back, I needed a new number, and two was available, so. Pick two.
And you were all district receiver
last year? Yes.
Wow. That's crazy to do that well and then switch positions. I mean, I get why. If you guys had your seniors graduated, that's just that you're going to have such a like a wide span, you know, of your high school career. So say you don't end up playing in college, where would, like, is there somewhere you want to go and something you know you want to do? And, like, what's your areas of interest as far as, like, what your major would be and what you want to study?
I haven't really decided actually on my majors or any of that stuff, but I would. It would probably be cool to go somewhere like in the Arkansas area or Colorado, New Mexico type area.
Arkansas is the place you guys go lately, right?
Yeah,
I feel like everybody's going up there.
Yeah.
What is it about Arkansas that everybody wants to go?
It's the campus, I think. The campus is real nice.
Yeah. Do you have friends that are already there?
My cousin is actually there right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what? You don't know what you want to do in school. What are you into? Like, I know you're into football right now, and that's probably mostly it, but
yeah,
what else
what
else do you see yourself liking?
I thought about coaching.
Yeah.
that could be interesting, but I'd have to teach to do that, so.
Yeah? So football and then coaching football.
Yeah,
I mean.
We'll see.
Teach and coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, that is definitely your main focus of life right now. Is everything just sort of feel like it's all about football right now?
Sometimes.
I bet you that can be kind of a curse, though, too, right? Because that's like you're kind of not getting away from it right now.
Well, it's going good right now, so not yet. Not yet.
It's going good. Like, it couldn't be going better,
uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Yes. You guys are representing Frisco really well.
Thank you.
It's a fun ride, so hopefully you guys can keep your momentum and stay on top for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Even at some point, the momentum might stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if it does, you've probably learned a lot this season and had some really good experiences to take away.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you say is the hardest thing you've been, even with all the success y'all are having? So this episode or this podcast is called Hustle and Pro. So I ask mm-hmm. people what the hardest part is. And I mean, you're having a stellar season, so it's probably all good right now. But what is the hardest thing, even with success?
Just making sure that we're blocking out all the extra stuff, like on social media, talking about us. We need to just like stay focused on our team.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Yep. Leave all that other. Let all that other stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
You try not to even see it.
Like. Well, I mean, you always see it, but yeah.
Trying to ignore it,
uh-huh.
not let it get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Just block it out.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good way to look at it. Thank you, Coach Rayburn, for sending you our way and letting us chat with you for a few minutes. So good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Hustle and Pro. So however you're listening today, please subscribe so you can get notifications on next week's episode.